Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. Carmen Rowland is with us this morning, registered nurse and senior life solutions program director for Cass County Health System. We're going to talk a little bit about Mental Health Month and the Senior Life Solutions Program. Carmen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jim. I'm great. Thank you.
Good. Thank you so much. Well, mental health issues are real, and some folks do struggle with them more than others. And I'm guessing after last year, everything that society went through with the pandemic, some of these things have really come to the surface.
Oh, they absolutely have. This last year, especially with the pandemic and everything, we've been noticing a lot more people of all ages, not just our seniors, but of all ages that are struggling with isolation and, you know, they've been losing their jobs. So there's financial stress and security issues as far as that goes, as well as just, you know, lack of purpose and that lack of connection with each other and community base. It's really made it very hard for people to be connected to each other and to actually, you know, just be fulfilled with quality in their own lives.
Well, and unlike, say, the emergency room, where someone might be involved in some sort of an accident or an illness of some sort, they kind of know when they need to go and seek that emergency room help. But when it comes to mental illness and mental health issues, you know, sometimes folks maybe aren't quite sure when they need to maybe go talk to someone.
Oh, that's so true. Mental health actually can manifest in so many different ways. And a lot of times it's very much underdiagnosed. And it's they don't recognize it in themselves. And a lot of times other people don't see it as well. And because a lot of times that mental health will show up in physical aspects of their body, whether it be, you know, extreme chronic pain issues or, you know, pain that they can't explain or illnesses that they've done testing and they can't figure out why this person is experiencing certain physical ailments. And a lot of them can be triggered to anxiety and depression because our emotions are, you know, in our body and our body reflects so that when we're stressing, our bodies are stressing as well. Or if we're grieving, our bodies are grieving and it's going to show us that. So a lot of times people who experience things like that, as far as the physical ailments, they go to the doctors over and over and over trying to figure out what is physically wrong with them. When in actuality, it could be their emotional status. And so we need to really break out of the mold of looking at just the physical ailments with everything and actually look at the holistic picture. And I know at Cass County, they try very hard to do that. And that's why it's such a wonderful thing that Senior Life Solutions is here located in Cass County Health System, because we do work as a team with them to look at a holistic picture of our patients, to make sure that we're not only addressing their physical ailments, but also their mental and emotional needs as well. Because those who are emotionally stable usually show statistically that they are healthier individuals, and usually they will heal much quicker or they will recover much quicker from sickness and things in the long run.
Well, and we all have stressors and issues that we deal with on a day-to-day basis, but, you know, some people maybe deal with things a little differently, and you talk about their physical health, too, being an issue in that. You know, everybody's different. Sometimes there's a stigma attached to it, but it really shouldn't be something that stops you from seeking whatever assistance you need.
No, we actually, one of the biggest things that we're doing with Mental Health Awareness Month is trying to break that stigma, because we want people to realize that it's okay to talk about mental health. It's okay to reach out for help. It's okay to have times where you just need a little extra support and a little extra guidance from someone other than yourself or just a friend or, you know, even just your primary doctor, that sometimes it's okay to reach out and get that emotional help that you need. And that mental health is very much out there, and it's very much a part of our community. And unfortunately, in the past, it has been so looked down upon, and we are trying to break that stigma because it affects everybody. There's not a single person in life who hasn't experienced a time when they were anxious or restless. There isn't a single person out there who has not experienced grief, sadness, and depression. And it's just a matter that, you know, some people just need more help than others, and it's okay.
Well, absolutely. And if ever we found a time when we felt like we had little or no control over what's going on around us, the COVID-19 pandemic kind of brought that up for us. And I know you have some tools now, too, that you're using to you and your staff to help folks recognize and address some of those issues.
Absolutely. We have, as far as our program goes, we do have some regulated assessments that we do in order to assess a person's levels of depression and anxiety. But right now we're using the hashtag Tools to Thrive platform this month with mental health awareness. And there is a website out there through www.mahnational.org that you can actually take your own assessments online and kind of judge and seek whether or not that you're struggling with things. And it also gives very good tips and survival tools as far as your emotional well-being. They have all sorts of great informational things in there as far as your mental health, self-help tools that can address things as, you know, trauma and just anger and just anything that you are struggling with emotionally. They have some types of tools, they have support groups and things like that on that website as well. So we are really kind of promoting that Tools to Thrive platform.
And this is a resource that they can use on their own?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They can just get online and go into that website, mhanational.org, and they can look up any of that information that they want, and it will give all of those tools for them.
Okay, so a lot of different things that folks can use to try to get themselves back to where they consider to be square in their lives right now. At what point do they maybe make a phone call, though? You don't work on commission. You're not trying to collect folks for the program. But when they do need the assistance, you're available.
Absolutely. We are available at any time for anyone. The one nice thing about the Senior Life Solutions program is that anyone can refer to the program, and someone can actually call and refer themselves. So it doesn't have to be a doctor or anything like that. But not only for our program, but for any mental health program, all they have to do is pick up the phone and call. Just call and reach out. That's all we're striving to get people to reach out for that help and not be afraid to do so.
Sure. What's the initial contact like, Carmen, so they kind of have an idea of what would be involved if they do make that first phone call?
Well, for like our program, if they call and they make a phone call to refer themselves, you know, absolutely, I will talk to them. I will explain to them what the program entails, how it works, how it runs on group days and each day that they're here, the processes that we go through, what to expect when they're here, and just kind of answer any questions that they may have concerning their emotional well-being in regards to participating in a program like ours. And if they agree to, being that it is a voluntary program, if they agree that they would like to join the program, then we'll start an intake and admission process with them at that time.
Okay. And I know one issue that always kind of pops up with that is folks sometimes feel like, well, I'm afraid to take that step because once I do, it's kind of permanent, because how do I ever know that I'm, you know, making progress? How do you gauge those things?
We have assessment tools that we use in our program to gauge a person's depression anxiety level. But not only that, but we are constantly assessing them each month and as needed as we see fit, but each month at minimum just to gauge their progress through there. And we are very open to them about what their progress is and how much progress they're making, because it is very difficult sometimes for them to see their progress in themselves, where someone on the outside, like our staff, can very much see the progress that they're making, or we can at least explain and point out the progress that we're seeing that they may think is not grand enough for them, but we feel is a significant progress.
Yeah.
So we do keep them, we are very translucent as far as, you know, their progress and what is expected, and also as far as what's expected by us for them.
Sure. Well, the program you direct is called Senior Life Solutions. So does that mean it's only for those who consider themselves as seniors?
It is primarily gauged for those who are 65 and above, but we do take under that if they meet qualification for the program. So it's not strictly for just 65 and above. So, you know, we do talk to anyone, and we will help anyone reach out for help in the right places if they do not qualify for the program here.
Okay. And then, of course, there's always that website with the Tools to Thrive opportunity there, too. Anyone can take advantage of that, right?
Yes, absolutely. And that is all free.
All right. Very good. Again, that's mhanational.org. And then look for that hashtag Tools to Thrive. You can find more about that. And I suppose if anybody would like to know anything more, have any questions, there's no danger in making that phone call, right?
That's correct. And they can, if they have any questions at all, and if they're afraid of reaching out or don't know who to reach out to, they can certainly call myself here at Senior Life Solutions, and I can help guide them in the right direction.
All right. Lots of different options there for folks to take advantage of. So if they feel overwhelmed at times or just feel like there's just nowhere to turn to get the assistance you need, remember, it's right here in your own community. Carmen Rowland is the program director for Senior Life Solutions with Cass County Health System here during May, Mental Health Month. Carmen, thanks so much for the time and the information today. Best of luck.
Thank you, Jim. It was great to talk to you.